a world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is To Be Blunt. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those blunts.
Week hiatus due to floods from Hurricane Ida. I'll fucking know. One of them two. We are finally back. Welcome to the highest podcast around. That's right. It's To Be Blunt. Brought to you by Fast Track Cannabis Clinics of America. Brought to you by NSPN. Shout out my man Eric. Brought to you by Team Having Fun Podcast Network. It'll be all about having that fun. You already know. We have a show lined up for you tonight. Joining me in just a short time from now, Representative of the Bloomble Company. That's right, Bloomble. You might remember Bloomble, who had a very fast rise to success on TikTok, selling CBD and Delta 8 products. Well, we're going to bring them in. We're going to talk about their products, their company, the future of the industry, and maybe a little bit of controversy, too, because you know I like to stir the goddamn pot, so that's what I'm going to do. Shout out my man TJ Burns in the house. Cheers, brother. Shout out on and off the field up on the YouTube. Royal Highness smoking too on TikTok. My baby got the sauce on TikTok. Awkward Ginger 10 on TikTok. Mother Token Tara, the number one homie. You already know in the house. And y'all, not only do we have Bloomble tonight, we gotta talk about the epic flood that happened right here last week. We gotta talk about the Cannabis Cup that I was performing at. You remember that interview from the other week? Don't go nowhere. It's To Be Blunt. And that's right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Please go out, share the live feed. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend that the highest dude on TikTok is live right now. Because this is the place to be. This is the pregame. The pregame, because you know what comes after the podcast tonight? You know what comes after the podcast tonight? The NFL is back, baby. Football. Nothing we really talk about much on the show, but yes, if you're hanging out, this is your pregame to Thursday Night Football, the return. That's right, Turpy Turtle Station. I thought you'd like that one. What up, Hazel? I see you. So let's go. Let's get this whole party popping tonight. And before we go any further, we got to get into my favorite part of the show and yours, because I can't even function fucking right without this. And that's the ceremonial lighting of the blunt. So, let's not waste any time here and get that loud rolled the fuck up. I actually already got it rolled up. I lied. Already. The King Palm is loaded. What? What? Fuck. Now what? Fuck. I don't remember what fucking strain I chose out of my pack. I got a bunch of strains the other weekend. And now I fucking have like amnesia. That's it. That's what it was. A King Palm full of amnesia haze. Now I remember. TikTok, you can't see this part, but you can see in my glasses. You know it's about to go down. I love this. I've been fiending for this. I've been ready for this. It's been a week, yo. It's been a week. That's right. If you know, you know. My God, yo. Whoa. Requiem Nox, yo. Now that I got Jedi Kush in the house, that's what it is, yo. Let me know what you're smoking in the comments for sure. We gotta talk about this flood of the week, yo. I gotta tell you guys the fucking story, all right? Now, I know last week we were looking forward to it. I was supposed to have Blumble, oh my God, listen, Bloomble on last week. But the weather had another plan. Wednesday night, we get these warnings. Hurricane Ida, traveling from, as you know, the Gulf Coast up right up to the East Coast, yo, was getting ready to come through Connecticut. We had like the first ever, like, highest risk for flash flood warning. I don't know. It was, we made history. It was supposed to be so bad that they were supposed to get like multiple inches per fucking hour. Oh, purple fucking haze, peanut butter, Studley. Me shit. That sounds banging. So, Pineapple Express, where that's what it is. So, I tell my wife, I said, listen, here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna stay up tonight. I'm gonna hang out down in the studio because this is pretty much the basement. Half my basement is finished. So what you're looking at is the finished part of the basement. There's also the other side. Now, I said, you know, I'll just keep checking the fucking storm room, which we have a walkout basement. So there's like a little room before you get to the actual basement. It's all like stone. So it's just like, it's pretty much like a storm room. We put like a, you know, like a lawnmowers or shit or whatever it might be. So let me take a sip of this burr. Now, here I am. I'm checking every fucking half hour. I'm looking at this thing. 10, 10:30, 11. I go. I check the other side. And we're good. We're good. Like, it's raining. It's raining. But we good. So, I'm sitting there. I'm playing some fucking Fortnite. And I'm roasting motherfuckers. I'm talking mad shit. I'm chilling. I'm shooting. I'm fucking playing as Batman. Pow, pow, pow. Pew, pew, pew. You already know I'm getting up there. I'm popping it down. I'm getting it in. You know? I think I came in third. You know, the last game I was playing. I'm sitting there. All of a sudden, and this is no fucking lie, all of a sudden, I feel this wetness on my foot. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm sitting there playing the game. Like, literally, my foot, like, my toes. Like, I feel like a little bit of water. And I look up, yo. No fucking shit. I look up, and there is, in front of me, water pouring in like waves. Like you're sitting on the fucking beach. You think I was in a beach chair over there, kicking back with my controller, feet out. All of a sudden, I look up, water's coming in. Like in literally waves. You would thought you could have gone body surfing on that shit. And it's power. And I'm talking pouring the fuck in. Pouring in. It's coming in so fucking fast that by the time I turned the PlayStation off, took my shit off the floor, there was already like 3 fucking inches in here. Now I gotta go out. I gotta go around. I gotta get to the back area where the fucking the backstage where the walkout is. Yo, there's like fucking inches of water and it's just whooshing in. I'm talking faster than you could fucking spin your head. Shit was just flying. Flying, yo, like a fucking beach. It was like a water out here. And of course, my wife's asleep upstairs. I told her, no problem, honey. I got it. Now, I'm like, shit. Now, you gotta understand, like, my house doesn't have like a sub pump installed. All right. There ain't no sub pump installed here. I got one I bought the first time this house flooded, which was like a fluke thing in the middle of December where the water was frozen, the ground was frozen, the water had nowhere to go. So now I gotta take this fucking thing and I gotta go pull it over. I gotta run the fucking hose outside. This is no fucking lie. I gotta run the fucking hose outside. I gotta put this thing in the fucking hole that I dug in the storm room just for it to fucking work. Then I gotta plug it in. Like it's not automatic. I guess it's all fucking manual. Whoever fucking idea was to buy this thing, I don't know. I need to get one installed. Either way, the basement was literally like, it was a pond. You could have gone swimming down here. You could have gone fucking swimming. No fucking lie, yo. And so my ass, all night, all fucking night, yo, until like 4 a.m, I got the sump pump running. I'm out here with the fucking wet vac in the basement. Mind you, I got to be at work by 7. So, needless to say, come Thursday, I wasn't ready to fucking be doing a show, yo. So, unfortunately, I had to call it quits that day and take the week off so I could let this whole fucking room dry. Because by the time I came back from work still, it was literally packed, yo. It was still wet. It was so soaked that I couldn't do nothing about it. It was devastating. So, I was a ball of stress. And this is like the fucking third time this fucking studio's flooded. So, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I should have recorded TikToks of the can. Look at my fucking hair, yo. What is this shit doing? Oh my fucking, I'm a fucking mess, y'all. Hey, y'all, what up? What up, 2B Blood? Man, it's like one thing after another. No fucking lie. That it's nuts out here. It's hot out here for a pimp. My blood went out because I'm telling a goddamn story. I'm talking too fucking much. Tracy Iverson, whatever. Dr. Dimples, what up? 2B Blunt. Now, also, while we're waiting, we got Bloom Bowl coming on soon, I'm hoping. They're supposed to be on by 7:30, so I'm just waiting. I am giving away. I got a prize. To give it away. A little smoke and supply box. Because you can never have too many smoking supplies. It's just snowballs, she says. With a brand new game. Oh, God. Called the 10-second rule. And basically what's going to happen is you call in, I give you a category, and we see how many items in that category you can list off. If it's more than what I can do, of course, I've never played this game before either, then you'll be winning yourself a prize here. So what we're going to do is I see my man Blue Bull is in here. Phone lines are open, 860-384-7110. That's 860-384-7110. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the man, the myth, the legend representing Blue Bull. It's going to be 7. I hope I said it right. So please do not go anywhere. Grab your blunts. Grab your weed. Grab your Delta 8 and your CBD even. If you got Delta products, if you got Blue Bolt products, maybe now's the time to test it out, because that's what I'm going to do. So don't go anywhere. It's the highest podcast around. It's To Be Blunt.
Then you get the loud pack, and then it just comes last.
Roaches in the tray, haters got a lot to say. Stone look at my face, haters gonna hate. I can smoke up all your weed in a single day. I got jars, I got bags, I got pounds of hay. Full bag, I ain't come to brag. Higher than a plane, feeling like I'm jet lagged. Watch you smoke it down, bring that bag back to me. Keep those sticking seeds gone off the sour D.
Yep.
I need that loud quickly.
First you get the money. Then you get the loud pack, and then it just come last.
I'm getting packed, shipped from Cali, that's a Cali pack. Light green with the trikes, yeah, I'm down with that. Surrounded by a bunch of trees, that's my habitat. Tired of these fucking wannabe copycats. I'm back, I bet you thought that I would never make it. Now I'm reaching for the brass ring, watch me take it. I'm finna make it to the top, you just gonna fake it. I'm watching money grow on trees, so I'm finna shake it. My lyrics get you so high, you got anxiety. Give me all the weed you got, I like variety. Staying high all day, fuck sobriety. I'm in the upper echelon, high society.
What? First you get the money. Then you get the loud pack, and then it just come last.
With Peasy.
To Be Blunt Podcast. I hope you guys are ready for this. I got a very special guest. This is something that's been in the works, which I'm almost unfortunately sad to say that this hasn't happened sooner. You guys may recognize the name from TikTok. If you're in the cannabis industry or community, you definitely have heard the name Blue Bull. Let's bring in my man, Zevin.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
What's good? Glad to be here, man. How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great, man. I am doing great. I said your name right, right? It's Zevin, right?
Kevin with a Z, Zevin, yeah?
Yeah, Zevin, exactly. Perfect. I wanted to make sure I didn't screw that up, man. Listen, we are going to officially change the show theme over right here and give the official Bloomba logo up in here.
Ooh, look at that.
That's clean. It's clean. My man, Bloomba. Bloomba is something. All right, that I have been hearing about for a little bit now. I can remember when I almost first started on TikTok, right, coming up, and then I remember hearing about Bloomba. Blue Bull came out. You guys were making all these crazy videos hyping your products, and all of a sudden, you guys blew up. You guys literally, it was the most, I've never seen anything like that with a company that so fast you guys went from like 10K to like 100K.
Fast.
Really fast. How do you explain that, man? Like, what would you say is the reason for your guys' almost immediate success?
I mean, if I had to narrow it down to one specific thing, I would probably say it's consistency. Just continually posting, trying new things, seeing what sticks on the wall. And we honestly got kind of lucky, to be honest. Like, it wasn't total skill, right? Like, it wasn't like 10K, 100K overnight. No, we were posting, seeing what was working, deleting what wasn't working, and moderating on the account.
Dude, I mean, a lot of the success that happens on TikTok tends to be lucky with a lot of people.
Yeah,
and facts. In your case, it worked out for your benefit. I mean, you guys gained such a following that it almost helped propel you guys to new heights. You couldn't, literally, I couldn't scroll through my For You page without seeing a Bloomble video.
Thanks, you know? TikTok. That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
It's nuts. And I think anyone from TikTok who's watching, I know we're streaming live on TikTok right now, that they would know. They'll agree with me, man. So let's talk. First, you guys sent me a little package, which I've been literally dying to get my hands on. So before I go any further, I'm going to open this up real quick because this might help fuel the conversation. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? So we got this box. Bloomble's nice enough to send me a little package, and it looks like I got here a Bloomble Delta 8 cartridge for Blueberry Kush, which sounds fantastic.
Fire flavor.
That sounds fantastic, dude. You got pomegranate lemonade vegan gummies. If you're vegan, vegan gummies right here. Fired. I love gummies. One of my favorite edibles is a gummy. No lie.
Same.
And take then them every day. We have a Delta 8 THC 1 gram joint, which I think maybe that's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to put the blunt aside and I'm going to spark the joint and let's get the conversation going, man. So,
love it.
So
love
it. Tell me, how did Bloomble start?
Okay. Do you want the long story or the short story?
I'm in no rush. It's for the viewers. So tell us how Bloomble got started, how you guys came up with the idea for Bloomble.
Okay. So it all started back when Michael and I, we invested into a small company called Good Life Deliveries out in Los Angeles.
Okay.
So we were a marijuana delivery service. things were going well. We ended up starting in just West Hollywood, grew to 10 locations. At the same time, we were brokering it in between CBD and THC types of products. Everything cannabinoid related, right? And we just realized that the delivery service wasn't our cup of tea. It wasn't what we wanted to do for where we were at in life.
But like, sorry, not to cut you off, but what about the delivery service? Is not what you, like, I feel like that would be a dream for some people to start. Like I always say, I'm sitting home and I'm always like, dude, can you imagine if you could just make a phone call and have that shit at your front door, like in an hour, you know what I mean? Like that would be, not just calling the plug, like calling like an actual business that provides the service, like Uber, like Uber for weed, dude. You know what I mean? Like, what about that didn't work?
So it was mainly the team, right? The partners that we were partnered with, they just didn't have the right intentions. They didn't align with our core values, our moral compass. And we just had to pivot and go into a different direction. But we're lucky that we did.
So, all right. So tell me where you went from there then.
Okay. So from there, we were brokering CBD, brokering THC, looking at both sides, trying to get an understanding. Which side do we like more? On one side, the THC side, we saw a lot of people who were willing to like lie, cheat, steal, kill in order to get ahead in life, right?
Oh, yeah.
We looked at the CBD side, and it was all about compassion, empathy, the people that we knew and grew to do business with. It was all, like, family-related damn near. We'd go to games together. We'd go out to eat. I'd know their families. The relationships on the CBD side, on the hemp side, was just so much more to our favor and aligned with us a lot more than the THC side. So that's how we actually jumped into the concept of Bloomble.
So you found people doing to the hemp and the CBD and the THC. Why did you guys not continue in the THC side?
Different locations. That's what it really came down to. We're actually about to pivot just a little bit. It's not a full pivot, right? But we're going full-blown cannabis with a potential partner that we're talking about taking in right now. I was actually, before our TikTok got taken down, I shared a video at my buddy's house. His house is on a 1,600 acre plot of land. It's the biggest licensed facility for cannabis in all of California.
Come on.
Yep, massive.
How many plants can you stuff in this place?
Right now, we got 80 acres of canopy there.
Man, that's breaking news, man. That's nuts. So you guys are going to go full-blown 100% THC.
We're going to hit both sides for sure.
So how soon is that going to happen? Because I know there's a lot of people that would like to see that.
So where it's going to start out at, it's going to be a transitional period, right? So we already are offering CBD. We offer Delta 8. But what people don't know is that there's other analogs and isomers of THC that are even more effective than Delta 9. So while it is intriguing for most of the public to say it's exciting to get into cannabis for me, when I think about the marijuana industry, I think massive overhead, everybody's trying to get into it. You need all this excess capital to do it. This hemp, you can get in, you can rip and run, you can start making money, having fun almost right away. No barrier to entry, or not as big of a barrier to entry as cannabis.
So what do you think makes that your current set of line of products stand out from the competition? Because right now there's a million people who are trying to sell CBD, who are trying to sell Delta 8. Like, what sets you guys apart from them? Because literally there's hundreds. I mean, I see them popping up every day. Every day, man. I'm talking just, even if I go to a sesh out here, I'm always seeing a new company that's pushing a Delta 8 product. You know what I mean? So, like, how do you guys set yourselves apart from the competition?
So, we have a primary focus that's always been on smokable hemp products. That's where we started. That's where we got our foundation. In 2019, we did about $8 million just in flower sales, right? So, we've always had that type of foundation to look at the smokable hemp products, get a really good focus on it. We're really close to the extractors.
Did you say 80 million just off that?
Eight million.
Just that's impressive, man. 8 million. That's okay. All right. Go ahead. I mean, cut you off. But damn.
So we were doing decent. And what it really breaks down to is the fact that me, my partners, the people on my team, dude, we've literally spent hundreds of thousands of dollars going to different labs, going to different co-packing facilities, going to different white labeling facilities, talking to different farmers. Bro, we've scoured the entire earth, boots on ground, to find the most superior product from the most superior partners, dude. That's what it comes down to. What
places you guys visited?
Dude, I think I paid for 300 flights?
300 flights? Holy shit. You guys really were boots on the ground. You were scouring.
Man, when I say we work, we actually work, man. This isn't a joke.
Because I can tell you right now, this dude you guys sent me has definitely got me feeling nice for a Delta 8. Now, see, I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I thought when the Delta 8 first came out, that it was, you know, a bunch of bullshit. Not for nothing, but at first, because you had, you know, the K2, everybody was smoking the synthetic weed and shit. So, of course, dude, you had people that are going on that shit and coming off the day bath salts, bro, having like crazy meltdowns and all kinds of nut shit, dude. Like, you've heard the stories from Florida with the bath salts. That shit was happening with that K2. We had one point in Connecticut, I'm not even gonna bullshit you, right? We had one day where they had so many people, there was like a bad batch that of K2 that went around in like one of the biggest cities in Connecticut, and they had like a town green, and there was just a swarm of people having weird ass side effects all over the town green, bro. I'm talking like bad salt shit, dude. It was nuts. Dude,
I went through that, bro. I 100% went through all that with my friends. We'd go to the smoke shop. Dude, still in high school. Yep. We'd go to the smoke shop. We'd get the K2. We'd roll up a blunt. Bro, there was one time I literally thought I was going to be a badass, smoke my own, 2 gram blunt of K2.
No, you did not, yo.
Dude, we skipped school. We all got together because my buddy lived close to the high school.
Yep.
We walked to his house. We rolled it up. I was ready. Dude, I don't even remember what happened like after that, bro. All I remember, I woke up on my buddy's floor, literally sick as a dog. Like, don't know what happened.
See, I had a friend going into the military, and that was his reasoning for using the spice of the K2 too, but it started making him sick. So
yeah, not good. Not to be compared, by the way. Not to be compared to Delta A at all in any way, shape, or form. Shouldn't be in the same sentence.
No, I 100% agree with you. But is Delta 8 not a synthesized product?
It is. It's converted over, but all of the processing partners that we have, they've done their due diligence. They've done their research and development to ensure that there's no unsafe chemicals left in the product. There's no residue in there.
The residue of what, though? Of, like, the chemicals used?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like different acids that they use to convert the CBD over to Delta 8.
So explain that to me, then, if you wouldn't mind.
It's kind of weird, but like, I don't understand the full process. I have chemists that work for us that they understand it. I really get a laser focus inside of growing things like the TikTok, in which you found us on, building out our infrastructure, building out our community, and strengthening the brand. I don't have a lot of focus, unfortunately, on like the minute details of how to convert over CBD to Delta 8, which, just so you know, people are paying $25,000, $30,000 for those SOPs.
Really? That's a lot, dude. That's a lot.
It's a lot of money. Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That is, but I think there's a lot of concern in the community, and I'm going to tell you why. For example, my state, just a couple months ago, just legalized recreational cannabis. All right?
Right.
They had this whole bill. They went through all this rewrites and all this shit. And finally, they got a bill they all agreed on, and they put it in. But the next day, no one realized until after the bill went in that they pulled a sneak move. And within that same bill, banned the sale of Delta 8 in Connecticut. See,
now, you want to know why they did that?
Yeah. Well, I would love to. I'd love to get your take on that for sure.
Okay. I mean, it's definitely a take. It's not the for sure thing, but I have my own thesis on it. Right? I have my own hypothesis. I believe that because marijuana, recreational marijuana, became legal, dude, they don't want the competition. Like I was saying, Delta 8, THCV, Delta 10, THCO, all of these other analogs and isomers, they're coming out to compete with Delta 9. While Delta 8 is like 30 to 40, 50% of the strength of Delta 9, Delta 10 and THC Delta 8 acetate or THCO,
okay,
bro, those totally compete, if not far exceed. So they don't want the competition with the barrier to entry. It's not actually illegal or banned. It's just illegal or banned for smoke shops to sell it. The people who got the licenses to do the recreational marijuana, they can still sell Delta 8 as long as it's done through the metric.
I see. I mean, I get what you're saying. I just think that a lot of people, when people see that happening, you know, they automatically can start leaning one way. It's the same. Why is that? You know, and then they start looking into it, and then they see, okay, the Delta 8 is actually a slightly synthesized product. So maybe they start to get these questions and all these, second thoughts, I should say, on Delta 8, which is where I kind of got all mine too, because I started feeling the same way. Cause I'm like an avid cannabis user. Like I'll smoke just weed. I don't give a shit about none of that other stuff. But when Delta 8 came out, I was very intrigued, right. You know, which is why I was so excited to talk to you guys, because I know every time I go to my local smoke shop, they're always like, oh, you got to try this. You got to try this. Like, they always like get me because they know I'm like the podcast guy. So you're like, oh, try this. And they always got the Delta 8 or the CBD and whatnot. So I know, I know that that's getting around. But I do know within the community, and I had a few people reach out to me myself when they found out we were doing this, And they were just intrigued about like the efficiency of your product and the extractions and all that stuff. And I know you're not the guy exactly to talk to about it.
But you know what I'll do, though? You know what I'll do for everybody? I'll get one of our chemists, Jim or Mayobi or any of them, to answer these questions for you guys in a very like elaborate way.
Yeah, so that's great. We can have them on too, yeah.
Yeah, no. That's what we've been attempting to start doing with our YouTube. We want to educate the masses on the full power of cannabis. That's even on the medicinal side and the other utilities of hemp. We're trying to educate the market on how to understand these products and know that they're safe, right? Because you did mention, right, that because they took it away, you started to question its legitimacy, and then you start looking into things. I would narrow that down to censorship in America, dude. Like that's happening at all times whenever they don't want something to happen, right? And there are people actually backing this with real money. That's what lobbyists are there for.
Right, exactly. I mean, they did the statement. You can argue that they did the same thing with cannabis back when they first started criticizing it, you know, for the same reason.
Dude, they did it for cannabis. They did it for alcohol. What else are they going to do it with, right?
Apparently, you guys are the next victims, though. And I think that's crazy because that's the thing. My whole thing is, how are you going to be the person to say, you know what, you guys can sell this, and then come back and say, you know what? Nah, we're not going to let you no more. Without actually
giving... Nobody knows what's going on.
See, that's crazy. But that's crazy to me.
Is it, dude? It's so new. Hemp was put into place in 2018 under the 2018 Farm Bill. Bro, we all know how slow the government moves. Have you ever shipped something with USPS?
Are you kidding me? Of course, all the time.
So we know how slow the government moves. For me, it's a question of getting the government the help that they need. So that way they can get a better understanding of the do's and the don'ts. Dude, they really don't have a good understanding, and I don't know who they're consulting with, but they need to be consulting with real business owners inside of the industry and not creating BS laws like 0.3% THC should be legal and anything above 0.3% THC should be cannabis. Like when we hear about laws like this, we should start to question scratch our head and be like, what's going on?
I mean, you're right, though, because it's the same people that are telling women they can't get abortions that are the same people that are telling people this amount of cannabis or THC is legal when they don't even have any idea what either of which is like.
They have no clue.
They have no fucking clue, but they're still telling us what we can and can't do with these said two categories that have nothing to do with each other. Like, what the fuck, man? That shit's nuts to me. Like, that shit's crazy. And it is. This is what really Delta 8 makes you do, I guess, because now I'm really stretching out here with this conversation.
Yeah, dude, we just went to a fourth dimension right there. So stop.
My bad, dude, but it's hard, and like these are things like I can't talk to anybody else. I don't know anybody else who does this shit. So like having you on here, a person who runs a company who sells CBD and Delta 8, you know, like. Dude, it's fucking nuts. And even CBD, like I heard that even in my state they're gonna start pulling back on the sale of that, which makes no fucking sense because that's like one of the most beneficial parts. You know what I mean?
It's crazy what money and influence can do, dude. Big pharma wants to come in and do something, and so they're restricting. They're paying the lobbyists the money that it costs to not allow us to scale and grow, dude. They don't want that to happen. It's an easy understanding, right?
Yeah, I mean it makes sense, of course. And if you guys have any questions also about Blue Mold, their product, guys, feel free to call in. The phone number is 860-384-7110. That's 860-384-7110. If you guys want to ask your own questions, feel free. Dude, Zevin, let me bring this back to Blue Mold now. All right, let's go back to Blue Mold. Like, let me ask you, because you guys sent me a bunch of products. What is your best-selling line of products right now?
The vape cartridges sell a lot, and then we sell a lot of the concentrates.
See, that's something I'm very interested in, because I do love concentrates. I have a whole tray of them right in front of me here. Ready to dab at all times. But I've never actually tried a Delta 8 concentrate. Honestly, I'm excited to try the vape pen, too. So that's actually good to know, because I know people who are first timers that might go to your website, Bluebull.com, in case you weren't sure, and purchase. Yep. Like, where they want to know, like, where do we start? You know, especially if there's somebody new to it, because some people might not have access to THC or to cannabis, and this is kind of like the only workaround that they can get right. to it and get the same effect. Because I'm feeling good right now.
Right.
I'm feeling good. And I'm giving you guys honest opinion. You see me smoking blunts out here every day. I put my blunt out, actually, to smoke the joint. And I'm like, dude, you guys definitely need to check out Bloomble.com, because that is it, man. How did you become the spokesperson, though? Because you have been the guy that's been pushing, like, the face of the company almost.
Dude, honestly, I don't know how it happened, dude. Like, I was planning, trying to put people in place so they could be the spokesperson, dude. To be like totally truthful with you, I in the past before Bloomble, bro, I suffered from crazy, crazy, crazy anxiety, bro. I'm talking about deep, layered, leveled panic attacks that would cause me to go out of commission entirely. But it was these products, bro. It was creating new regimens, creating new habits, creating new thought patterns, getting a better understanding of the endocannabinoid system that has allowed me to even be in front of you today, bro. Like straight up. So I don't know how we got here. I don't know if I'll always be the spokesperson, but I'm grateful to be here right now, dude. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Where do you guys see Bloomble in the next 5 years?
Do you want to know?
Yeah. That's fuck yeah, I want to know.
Okay. Next 5 years, I would say that we definitely have our cannabis license. I'm pushing for a federal legalization of cannabis inside of the next 5 years, right?
Okay.
Ambitious, so we have a license, but we have evolved into a full health and wellness brand, bro. So it's not just cannabis. It's also mushrooms. It's also vitamins. It's also protein powders. It's also functional protein bars. It's also like different levels of cannabinoids, right? There's like 130 different cannabinoids. We want to be able to offer different products inside of all of these different avenues and industries and build out a community where there's meditation, yoga, like breathing techniques. We really nurture our community to grow and become the best versions of ourselves.
I'm happy you said that, because I did notice that there were a few things on there that caught my eye. With one of them being was the was like a roll-on muscle rub.
Yeah.
That as a dude who's been a pro wrestler since 2015, like that is something I'm very intrigued about, because I've tried like different like lotions and stuff, like CBD lotions. Like you're walking through the mall, there's a fucking CBD stand. Oh, try this shit. You know what I mean? I've also tried all the medical shit, the icy hots, the tiger bombs, all that shit. And sometimes nothing takes the pain out. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So the health and wellness, that's a big look, man. And I'll tell you right now, like, that's kind of the wave that America's kind of going into. Everybody's very interested in the health and the wellness, the yoga. What really caught my ear just now was you said mushrooms. Please tell me more about mushrooms, because I happen to love mushrooms.
Okay. Same.
So let's hear more about this. I didn't know you guys were dipping out into that whole
field. Right now, it's going to start with like cordyceps, lion's mane, reishi, chaga, the medicinal mushrooms that have no psychedelic effects. Of course, as different states start to take on the legalization or the decriminalization of psilocybin-based mushrooms, that's when we'll venture into that side too. But inside of the next 2, 3, 4 months, we're going to be launching a full spectrum mushroom line inside of the medicinal mushroom space.
I'm sorry. Call me slow here, but I didn't know that there were other versions of mushrooms that were beneficial other than the psilocybin.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What are the benefits of this though?
They have a wide range of benefits. I mean, dude, it can go all the way down to like blood pressure, lowering stress levels. There are like, I think it's like 100 different types of benefits that we can get from it.
See, because I got people on here right here on the chat saying, can we hear, please hear all about the other spectrum of mushrooms. I'm not the only one that's never heard about this before.
That's exciting, dude. We will launch a full YouTube series explaining all of the benefits of different types of mushrooms.
Really?
Dude, yeah.
That would be dope, man. I need to know more about this because this is all brand new to me. I've only known just the one product of the psilocybin. Psilocybin, oh my God, listen to me.
There's like 100 different strains of psilocybin mushrooms, dude. It's crazy. It's crazy. And like different levels and layers that they release on your body. Like there's a full metaphysical side of mushrooms, dude. They say that they're basically like the universe's gift to us.
I love mushrooms, dude. Every time like I take a dose, like I actually have like microdoses that I get shipped to me from Oregon. Like they get ground up, pre-capsuled for me, and I'll take those literally like a microdose, like four times a week. I'll do like twice a day.
Love it.
Yeah, and like just my anxiety's been through the roof. I was taking heavy hydroxyzine and all this other shit. I was having, like you said, real serious panic attacks. And I thought maybe it was the weed I was smoking, or you know what I mean? Maybe too much sativa. Everyone's like, try CBD. I tried all that shit. Nothing fucking worked, dude. I kept always thinking, like, I'm having a fucking heart attack. I'm going to die today. That's what it felt like, dude, sometimes.
Don't say that.
Dude,
don't
that's
say
what it that. Felt. Then you look at your Apple Watch, and your BPMs are going up because you're getting all nervous inside, and you're getting all worked up, and you psych yourself out because I'm a hypochondriac, bro. And then it turns into a huge downward spiral. No lie. My wife will attest to this. I'm a fucking hot mess, bro. But... When I started taking the microdose of the shrooms, from the first time I took it, I have not needed to take one pill for anxiety in almost a year and a half now.
Yeah. Wow.
So if that's just like regular ass magic mushrooms, I can only imagine what the benefits could be with a full spectrum. I've never heard of this before.
It's going to be extremely exciting to launch.
And how soon are we going to expect that?
The medicinal tinctures will probably launch inside of the next 6 months.
Really?
Yep. We'll ship you some, and then as soon as you receive them, bro, we'll get on another podcast for sure.
Dude, we should definitely do the mushrooms and talk again.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
We got to do that. That's 100%.
We have to.
100%. It's got to happen, dude. Listen, yep. I don't want to take up too much more of your time, man. We've really covered a lot of ground here today. Before I let you go, was anything you want to say, where the audience could find you, any information they want to find about Bloom Bull, let them know.
Yep. So on most platforms, you can find us, bloombull.com. TikTok just recently... banned our account, so I had to start a new account that I just acquired. Bloombull.com. But that's how you can find us out there on all social media platforms. And yeah, PZ, dude, it just sucks. All the censorship, all the taking down. It's like, it's kind of demoralizing in a way, you know.
It's getting crazy out there, man. You literally can't do anything without catching a case out here.
It's insane, dude. I feel like a kid in high school that's being sent to the principal's office to be told I have detention. You know,
this is literally like the second time I've gotten a ban too from them.
It's so crazy.
That's nuts. I got Kayla on the chat says I wish edibles and microdosing worked for me. Maybe try some Bloom Bull stuff. Maybe try some Bloom Bull products and see maybe that works for you.
Yeah, try some, but also it really breaks down to the way that our body functions. Not everybody has the same enzymes to be able to actually feel something from an edible. So I'm trying to figure out some scientists that can do like a test, like an at-home, take-it-home test, that you can see if edibles will work for you or not. We don't know where we're at with that, but hopefully, eventually, we'll be able to launch that and everybody will be able to understand their body a little bit better.
Dude, that is awesome, man. Dude, I really appreciate you coming on. We definitely 100% need to have this conversation again. Yeah. Part two, bring the chemists, bring the shrooms, bring everything, and let's get up and let's do this again, bro, because I think this was honestly awesome conversation.
Same.
I feel so much better about Bloom Bull now. I've, like, the Delta 8 and everything, the way you explained everything, Just amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And Emily Cuddy, hi. I see that you said I love Bloomwolf.
Oh, you know Cudbud?
Yeah, of course, of course.
Everybody knows Cudbud. All right, man. Listen, have a good night. Thank you so much. Let's keep in touch. Let's do this again soon.
All right, take care.
You too. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we're going to talk to Cannabis Cup right here on 2B Blunt. I'm that stoner.
Mm-hmm.
Been that stoner, still that stoner.
Yeah.
Will forever be that stoner.
You already know.
I'm the TikTok smoker. I'm a rapper. I'm a toker. I can burn a whole ounce and complain that it be over. You can smoke a whole pound, even more when I be dying. I'm the get high rapper. Someone give this dude the grind.
What?
King shit. Only burning green shit. Appealing every case because I know it don't mean shit. I will never stop making hits when I'm blasting. Man, I'm on the X Games mode. You ain't lasting. Ha! I'm a stoner.
Yeah.
Smoking on the loudest.
Yeah.
Rolling up the baddest.
Yeah.
Acting silly, what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Bitch,
I'm a stoner.
Yeah,
smoking on the loudest.
Yeah,
rolling up the baddest.
Yeah,
acting silly, what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Bitch,
I'm a smoking and recording, but my lamp is all I'm showing. I keep my business private, so my stash ain't never showing.
Nope.
Beefing with you rappers really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the clout, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit, ooh. I'm on a strong, I'm feeling lit. You smoking shit, ooh. I keep it real, keep the sack, you counterfeit, ooh. All the real smokers know that I'm a savage.
Hey.
You smoking babbage.
Hey.
I'm a stoner,
yeah.
Smoking on the loudest,
yeah.
Rolling up the baddest,
yeah.
Acting silly, what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Bitch,
I'm a stoner,
yeah.
Smoking on the loudest,
yeah.
Rolling up the baddest,
yeah.
Acting silly, what's happening?
Hey,
what's happening?
Bitch,
I'm a stoner.
I'm that stoner.
Mm-hmm. Guaranteed to give you the munchies. It's 2B Blunt with PZ.
To be blunt, what up, Matt Harley? I see you in the chat.
Yo.
So I'm a cool ass dude, man. He was a cool ass dude. Shout out Bloomble, guys. Check them out. Bloomble.com. Bloomble.com for your CBD and Delta 8 products. They got that fire, yo. They got that straight fire. But enough of that. We got to talk. If you guys remember a few weeks ago, we had on this guy called Vibesland was it? I remember now. And they were up here talking about the Cannabis Cup that I was supposed to perform at. So I'm here to give y'all my honest review. I think this actually might be too happy of a beat. We need something a little less happy because. It's quite the story. Listen, so here's the thing. I hadn't done a show in a long time. Since COVID hit, honestly. Since COVID hit, I had not done a show. This is supposed to be my first concert since. And so they hit me up. They wanted to book me. They told me, listen, you know, we're going to have 3,500 people there. We're going to have, you heard him. He literally said it on air. 3,500 RSVPs, 40 something vendors, music, food, fucking all kinds of shit. Artist area, VIP section for artists to chill at, all that shit. That was going to be the big thing. So I had set this whole thing up. I had my wife who decided we found someone to watch Renzo. She came with me, which was a kind of a big deal. One of our friends came too, and we trooping up an hour away, to Holyoke, Massachusetts. Now, that's not a bad drive, honestly. And I was actually very hyped for the show. They really hyped it up. They told me there was going to be radio stations. KISS 95.7 out of Connecticut and 102.9 out of Connecticut was going to be there. And they were going to be doing artist interviews for people who performed. Like, when you got off stage, you go talk to all the radio stations and shit. And the media, they made it sound like there was going to be a bunch of press there and shit. So I was hyped. I mean, you can't even doubt. Like, I was hyped. Like, I was literally hyped. I was ready to go. So we drive up there. I'm fucking rehearsing the whole way. I'm all fired up. Finally, we get there. An hour drive. High as fuck. And we get down in the spot. And I'm sitting there. We're pulling. We look over. And I'm like, what in the fuck is this? I see a tent. All right. I see a tent when you walk in. And then in the back, it's like a parking lot. And in the parking lot, I need to hit this. In the parking lot is where you see the event happening. Now, I'm telling you right now, there was probably 15 vendors, maybe 20. 10 on each side. One row. Boom. Everybody in the middle. There was maybe 150 people there. Most. Max. I'm talking maximum. So I'm thinking, all right, I don't know. And I got there around 3. Event started at 2. I'm thinking maybe, all right, maybe slow people are supposed to come in. They were supposed to have Styles, people from the Locks performing and shit. So I figured maybe it was just early. So we go park, which is like fucking 2 blocks down the fucking road, not to mention. We got the car, and immediately, there's a stench. I can't explain it. There's a stench, and you would think the stench would be weed, right? Because you're at a cannabis cup. No. There was a stench, all right? But that stench was like a dead animal. So like something fucking died. Like, it was disgusting. I can't even explain it. It literally was like death. Straight death. And I'm like, well, what the fuck, yo? So we start walking towards the event. We're a couple blocks away. It's not getting no better. No better. Now, I don't know if, like, I just got used to it or what. But eventually, it kind of just was gone with the wind. But it smelled really bad. And I know it smelled bad because the porta potties smell better than outside. The fucking porta potties smell better. Like, they were fresh as fuck. Like, someone sprayed some nice air freshener in there. Meanwhile, outside it was like dead something. I don't even know. Dead. Just fucking dead. Anyways, you walk in. They got vendors. Like I said, 10 on each side. None of which are selling weed. None of which are selling weed. No, if I go to a cannabis cup, I'm expecting there to be weed. Am I right? Or am I right? It's a cannabis cup. 20 vendors, not one table had weed. One table had like a little to-go bag that had a nug, like screen printed on it. That was the most weed I've probably seen. No fucking weed at the cannabis cup. I'm thinking this is weird. Now, as a performer, part of my payment was I'm supposed to get a judge's kit. A judge's kit that would have submissions for anyone who was in the cannabis cup. So I'm thinking, word, yo, I got a whole box of weed. The guys tell me, oh, you're going to be smoking good when you get there. You even got to bring shit. You're going to be all set. We'll set you up. All right. I'm thinking I'm good. Now, after walking around, which probably took about 5 minutes because it was so fucking tight, there's nothing to see. And like I said, no weed. We go inside. There's find the artist area. The artist area is like a cafeteria at best, with like tables. No food, no drink, no nothing. But it was raining, but so it was dry in there. So we go inside. We sit down. Let's check out the box. Let's fucking smoke. Fuck it, right? We got the cannabis cup. If they can't smoke, we can smoke. Open the box. I open the box. And what the fuck do I see? What the fuck do I see in the box? Straight Reggie. straight fucking Reggie, bruh. I'm talking brown ass weed, yo. Bruh, nasty ass edibles. Shitty looking little dime bags of fucking a bunch of shit. It was nasty. The fucking edibles were like a little piece of something. They were all trash. All the weed was nasty looking. I would never smoke none of that shit. And at that point, I was already fed up. Now, what really had me going was the event started at 2. I was told to get there before I went on, which was 4 o'clock. I got there at 2. We got there at 3, actually. Nobody performing. They hadn't even started the live fucking show when I got there yet. And they didn't even end up starting the live show until about 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. Now I was supposed to go on at 4 o'clock. I was scheduled to go on at 4 o'clock. I got a motherfucking babysitter watching my kid. My fucking wife's mom's here watching my kid. Watching our kid, I should say. And fucking, now I'm supposed to wait at your shitty ass smelling event where there's no fucking weed to smoke? I was lied to. I was duped. They gave me brick weed. There was no fucking food. There was no fucking radio stations. There was no food trucks. There was no nothing. It was just stank ass, nasty ass shit. So, I did the unthinkable. That's right. I literally packed my shit and left. I packed my shit and left. We ended up stopping at a dispensary fucking 2 blocks down the road, got some real weed, drove back to my fucking hometown, went to a sesh. I got more weed, some fire ass shit, and then went out to eat. Not all a loss, but that's the first time I've ever walked out of a fucking event I was supposed to perform at because they fucking bullshit me. Got me all fired up right now. This music's getting me uptight. Music getting me uptight, yo. Let's play the real music we need right now. And that's this one. That's right. Moral of the story, don't listen to no bum-ass promoters. I'm supposed to be opening for Fabulous next week at the Oakdale, so we'll see about that. To be blunt, listen, I appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out with the Get High Rapper. Thank you to Bloom Bull Zeldin for fucking calling in. I called him actually being here live and shooting me for a half hour and talking about all their new upcoming shit. It sounds exciting. I'm ready to see what's next. They will be back, so we'll definitely have them back on the show. Tony, I see you. Benjamin Chode, been lurking in the background, bro, huh? Lurking in the background, just like you do on the Discord. He don't say a word, he just lurks there. He's always online, but he's never there. Tara says, go Buccaneers. Bloomble.com, follow the host. Goddamn right they did. That's what it is. To be blunt, make sure you like, follow, and share. Guys, To Be Blunt Podcast with the number 2. That's 2. Be Blunt Podcast at all major platforms. And definitely, definitely support the Loud Fund. Send all donations to It's To Be Blunt. Support the Loud Fund. That's right. Because it's going down. Next week, stay tuned. Another fire show. Another fire giveaway. We'll be doing a game show. It's been a long time, so we're about to get some contestants. If you want to play, hit me up, DM me, let me know ahead of time, because we're going to be booked up fast. We got a big prize for next week. I appreciate each and every one of you. To Be Blunt Podcast Store.com. Shout out NSPN, Fast Track Cannabis Clinics of America, Team Having Fun Podcast Network. Shout out to the Loud Pack for always holding me down. And yeah, yo. Shout out to the wife. Shout out to everybody. I still got like a half a blunt. I smoked that other shit. But don't worry, we gonna finish that before the night's over. To Be Blunt. You already know how it goes. And tell TikTok to give me my goddamn account back, because that's some bullshit. We want official Peasy back. Email TikTok community manager at TikTok.com or to send a report a problem and tell them, what the fuck, where's Peasy? And fuck your guidelines. I said it. I'm out. Peace.